You wake up to find yourself laying flat in an unfamiliar and utterly filthy room. The stench attacks your nostrils with a sickening and nauseating smell of rot and decay. Over your head and beyond these walls, a thunderstorm rages in the distance. The shaking of thunder rouses you from your restless sleep and your head pounds as you sit up and survey your surroundings.
What hit me?
You notice the room is dimly lit by a hanging bulb that threatens to flicker out at any moment. Large piles of debris are scattered about the room, filled with God knows what. You are certain you don't want to know. The smell of death is stronger than ever now, threatening to invade your senses evermore as time passes. There are no windows on these smooth concrete walls.
Hey, who said that? Where am I?
To your left, right, and right in front of you are three sinister-looking doors. You don't understand your situation, but you must choose one of these doors.
Hey, are you ignoring me? Like, come on.
One door leads to your salvation.
One leads to an endless maze of halls and passageways that will trap you forever. And the third will lead to pain, torture, and eternal damnation.
Whoa! What? Are you serious? Eternal damnation? Okay.
You must choose a door!
But why? There's an exit right there.
In the cold, frozen corners of your heart, you know there's no escape from this desolate predicament you now find yourself in.
No, what? Dude, the door's right there. It even says so. Like, see? The exit, right on the front, in the big letters.
After a moment's struggle, you start to realize the futility of resistance and return once more to the crossroads of passages. There is no way out.
Well, yeah, only because some asshole locked up the exit.
You contemplate...
No, I get it. It was you, wasn't it?
You contemplate your fate.
Fine. You know what? I'll do it. Friggin' jerk. Okay, eeny, meeny, miny, that one.
You say to yourself as you choose the door on the left.
But little do you know, that is the particular door that leads to pain, misery, death, and the destruction of your very soul. You take a step beyond the threshold, but a sudden burst of intuition and clarity leads you to leap back away before the door closes behind you to seal your fate.
It wasn't intuition. You just said...
You must make your choice between the two remaining doors. With new resolve, you cautiously edge your way to the steel frame of the door in the middle.
Look, I know exactly what I'm doing. I don't need you to tell me.
You sigh.
For the love...
You take hold of the doorknob to the portal that leads you to wander the maze of all eternity, oblivious to the fate that will soon befall you. Deathless, mindless, and hopeless. Your rotting corpse will still walk on long after you... You cry out as you once again leap back from your choice of passage.
Don't get snippy with me. Ugh. Okay, so one more door left. Salvation ho.
You say as you head towards the final door and grasp the handle, the path you have chosen will be long and filled with peril. You will face unsurmountable bloodthirsty foes and will travel farther than the simple realms you think of as life and death. Should you fail, your tattered soul will serve as one of those spectral servants of the Lord of the Underworld.
Just 1 minute.
Should you succeed, you will have all the unimaginable pleasures of this world and the next, though you will be doomed to remain in this underworld as the demon's right-hand man.
Whoa! Hold up, you sideline pack of dog crap! You said one of these doors would get me out of here. Like, Salvation, remember? How's being trapped in the underworld salvation? Get me out!
There is no escape!
No, don't give me that. You know there's always a way out. You know it.
There is no—
Wait, hold on, what are you doing? Where'd you get that pipe?
Yeah, it was laying in one of those piles of trash. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm gonna bust down the exit.
Look, man, you can't do that. That's against the rules.
Oh, so there are rules now, huh? What happened to your big scary narrator voice?
There is no escape!
And there will be. Just give me a minute. There we go.
Oh, come on, you can't!
I just did. Goodbye and good luck, Mr. Scary Voice. Good luck finding another stooge.
This isn't how you're supposed— Oh, well, fuck it. You know what? I'm getting out of here, too. This place is giving me the willies.